Since the Globe Theatre reconstruction opened for performances in 1997 in London, Shakespeare's Globe has welcomed visitors from all over the world. Now development plans are advancing for the site of two Elizabethan theatres in the east of the city, in which Shakespeare's early plays were performed. The archaeological remains of both theatres have only been located in the past 5 years, as Neil Bowdler explains.
Shakespeare, writer, player, star of the Globe Theatre on the southern bank of the River Thames. But it wasn't there that the Bard first made a name for himself. To find that, we have to head north across the river to Shoreditch in the London borough of Hackney.
My name's Mark Zakian. I'm a writer, tour guide and Shakespeare expert. Well, this is where Shakespeare first came. When he left Stratford in the 1580s, he got married. 18, he walked down to London, and this is where he started his theatre career. And we've got, firstly, the theatre, and that was built in around 1576. And then within a year, a second theatre had appeared called The Curtain. In either the theatre or in the curtain would have been the first performances of Shakespeare's earlier plays, including Romeo and Juliet, and we're fairly sure also Henry V, where in the prologue we get a description of the actual theatres themselves. When the prologue, they speak about the wooden O, the circular theatre that they were performing in.
Remains of both the theatre and the curtain have been discovered in just the last 5 years. The curtain was found behind a pub in a goods yard.
My name is Chris Thomas and I'm Director of Planning Services at Museum of London Archaeology. The year before last, we dug two trenches here to see if we could locate the remains of the Curtain Theatre. And with a bit of good judgment and a bit of good luck too, we found the inner wall of the theatre about 3 metres below where we're standing.
Now plans have been submitted to develop this site. John Drew of architects Pringle, Brandon, Perkins and Will is leading the project.
First of all, we want to fully discover the theatre and bring it back to life. We want to place it at the heart of a public space where people can come and see it and enjoy it and learn about it.
Segment 1. Since the Globe Theatre reconstruction opened for performances in 1997 in London, Shakespeare's Globe has welcomed visitors from all over the world. Now development plans are advancing for the site of two Elizabethan theatres in the east of the city, in which Shakespeare's early plays were performed. The archaeological remains of both theatres have only been located in the past 5 years, as Neil Bowdler explains.
Shakespeare, writer, player, star of the Globe Theatre on the southern bank of the River Thames.
Segment 2.
But it wasn't there that the Bard first made a name for himself. To find that, we have to head north across the river to Shoreditch in the London borough of Hackney.
My name's Mark Zakian. I'm a writer, tour guide and Shakespeare expert. Well, this is where Shakespeare first came. When he left Stratford in the 1580s, he got married. 18, he walked down to London, and this is where he started his theatre career.
Segment 3.
We've got, firstly, the theatre, and that was built in around 1576. And then within a year, a second theatre had appeared called The Curtain. In either the theatre or in the curtain would have been the first performances of Shakespeare's earlier plays, including Romeo and Juliet, and we're fairly sure also Henry V, where in the prologue we get a description of the actual theatres themselves. When the prologue, they speak about the wooden O, the circular theatre that they were performing in.
Remains of both the theatre and the curtain have been discovered in just the last 5 years. The curtain was found behind a pub in a goods yard.
Segment 4.
My name is Chris Thomas, and I'm Director of Planning Services at Museum of London Archaeology. The year before last, we dug two trenches here to see if we could locate the remains of the Curtain Theatre. And with a bit of good judgment and a bit of good luck too, we found the inner wall of the theatre about 3 metres below where we're standing.
Now plans have been submitted to develop this site. John Drew of architects Pringle, Brandon, Perkins and Will is leading the project.
First of all, we want to fully discover the theatre and bring it back to life. We want to place it at the heart of a public space where people can come and see it and enjoy it and learn about it.